there it did both stop and stay right over the place where Jesus lay. No.
Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A handful of federal judges have reversed their decisions to retire. They're in their 70s in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, and say since Donald Trump was reelected, they'll stay on the bench full time. Senate Republicans criticizing the decisions. President Biden has signed 50 bills into law. One makes the bald eagle, previously the unofficial national bird, official now. Christians in Syria attending a Christmas mass at the Church of the Cross in Damascus. Syrian Christians protested in the capital yesterday, demanding greater protections for their religious minority. A passenger plane that took off from Azerbaijan's capital going to Russia crashed in Kazakhstan. Dozens of deaths, dozens survived, some in critical condition. Russian state media blamed a bird strike. Azerbaijan's president blames bad weather. Pope Francis on Christmas urges people to end wars and trouble over differences. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy here on Christmas Day with a high this afternoon right around 34. Our wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little drizzle or a few sprinkles. Our high right around 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right within your heart.
It's beginning to look.
for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat you nice?
It's a blizzard of holiday hits from Civic Media.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
And Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh? Yeah. In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow, Hose Head.
It's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's the quiz. Quiz for Duff.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas?
Figure
it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling Day.
No.
Boxing Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
And what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's
five?
Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck. By the way, that's me on the organ. You start. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks. Two turtlenecks. That should be more there, eh? Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon. Two turtlenecks in a tree. See, you need more. Four pounds of back bacon. Two turtlenecks in a tree. Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 forks. 4 pounds of back bacon, 2 turtlenecks in a tree. Okay. Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 forks. 4 pounds of back bacon, 2 turtlenecks in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 comic books, 7 packs of smoke, 6 packs of 2 forks.
5 morning toast, 4 pounds of mac and 3 French toast, 2 turtles,
and a beer on my day.
Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12. Pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Where'd you learn to do that? Boy. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas and good day. What? Oh, no. The song's over. Merry Christmas, everybody. So go on to the stores and get some presents. Well, next Christmas, get me a chainsaw. Boy, that song was a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Coming down your chimney with a sack full of holiday hits from Civic Media.
Tree tops glisten and chill.
thanks for listening to continuous Christmas music on the Civic Media Network. We're taking a holiday break, but we'll be back on Thursday morning with more real news and great conversation with your favorite hosts.
It is going to be cloudy here on Christmas Day with a high this afternoon right around 34. Our wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little drizzle or a few sprinkles. Our high right around 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kitties come around. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Let those sleigh bells ring.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Tell it like it is.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Snow on the side, here we go.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
And the cold snow.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
With a time.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, snow come down with the wind.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Snow on the side.
We don't care if you've been naughty or nice, as long as you keep listening to Civic Media.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star. Bye.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
Cheers.
much mistletoeing, and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing, and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
The white stuff's on the ground and the good stuff's on your radio. From Civic Media.
Thank you.
Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time's the time that all should bring the cheer. What's a year? Well, Christmas bells,
from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden has signed 50 bills into law, one making the bald eagle the country's official bird, and another stops members of Congress from collecting their pensions if convicted of crimes. A Christmas message from Britain's King Charles, wishing everyone and all those you love a most joyful and peaceful Christmas. In Paris, the first Christmas Day Mass at Notre Dame since fire nearly destroyed the cathedral 5 years ago. An Azerbaijani airliner headed to Russia with over 60 people on board crashed in Kazakhstan. Over 20 people survived, but over 30 others are dead, say Kazakhstan officials. Russia suspects a bird strike. China and Japan today agreed on talks on regional security issues, including territorial disputes and water discharge of Japan's tsunami-wrecked nuclear plant. Japan's foreign minister sounding positive after meetings with Chinese counterparts. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the